Welcome to mHealth Marketer, a podcast dedicated to helping mHealth, digital health, and telehealth companies gain insights into better marketing strategies. Here's your host, Sam Stern.
Hi, this is Sam Stern, and you are listening to the mHealth Marketer podcast. Thanks an awful lot for your time, and good to have you with me today. So what I want to talk about today is this whole notion about mHealth and the term mHealth being obsolete. Because right now we're hearing all sorts of buzzwords about communication and information technology in healthcare. And Jonas Erwinski, who is the senior advisor to the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, recently said in an mHealth news article that it's connected healthcare. And this is a quote, it's connected healthcare, no tele, no M. That's what he told an audience of roughly 100 healthcare experts. Again, in quotes, this is just healthcare. So yeah, I guess that's true. You know, amid all the hype and the buzzwords that are floating around, it all boils down to the fact that it's just healthcare. So today I want to talk about how technology can indeed improve healthcare and why a startup lean, agile approach that incorporates marketing is the answer. The first iPhones hit the streets back in 2008. Yet 5 short years later, mobile health is suddenly obsolete? Well, perhaps the role of mobile and digital technology is simply misunderstood. After reading through the few responses about Is mHealth Becoming Obsolete article on the HIMSS LinkedIn group, here are a few things that seem to be missing from innovation in healthcare information technology and improving communications in healthcare. Number one, all players must adopt a startup mentality. In the Lean Startup, Eric Ries defines a startup as, quote, a startup is a human institution designed to create a new product or service under conditions of extreme uncertainty, close quotes. Given the extreme uncertainty within the healthcare industry and the application of IT within healthcare, all the vendors of the healthcare IT solutions, regardless of the size or their time in the IT game, qualify as startups, in my mind. Perhaps even some of the healthcare systems themselves qualify too. Established vendors who rest their case on legacy IT systems without including mobile functionality that frontline medical clinicians want and use actually adds to the complexity and uncertainty. As a few have noted in the LinkedIn comments, mobile and telehealth technology are simply new tools to ultimately help in delivering more effective and efficient healthcare. Number two, real tests with real customers. Carol Hudson, RN, shared this insight on this LinkedIn group discussion. Quote, it was the vendors who were not ready to service such a large and demanding group of consumers. Additionally, vendors had used IT people to develop the product with minimal to no input from the end users themselves. To me, that is the rub. I know of companies who use non-clinicians to build medical records and workflows. These same people today still do not see the value in clinicians and licensed professionals. Close quotes. I fully agree with Carol. This is the rub. The large IT vendors have a vested interest in protecting their legacy systems. Many healthcare organizations have multiple IT and database systems in operation. It all starts and ends with the frontline customers, the clinicians, doctors, and nurses. Adoption of mobile technology in healthcare must take a bottom-up approach rather than a battle of the minds and egos between vendor IT and healthcare system IT professionals. Number three, the product tests with real customers reveal key marketing messages. Healthcare IT firms practicing a lean, build, test, learn approach to getting product development right will also discover that the marketing messages have potential to resonate with both internal users to speed adoption within a client's healthcare organization and to attract additional clients. The language that customers use in describing the problems they face daily in using data and communication in delivering healthcare is the common language to use in marketing messages. The stories that emerge from the product test become marketing stories to spread the hope of the solution to the challenge. Number four, product development and marketing message development happen simultaneously. In the lean approach, the marketing is built into the product. The traditional business plan and marketing research using tools such as focus groups and surveys is replaced with ongoing build, test, learn cycles. Number five, testing proves the business vision and strategy. In the Lean Startup, Reese states that the big mistake many businesses make is assuming that they know best what the customers want. They skip straight to number four and answering the following questions. One, do customers recognize they have the problem you are trying to solve? Two, is there a solution? Would they buy it? Three, would they buy it from you? And four, can you build a solution for that problem? Only testing product development with customers can truly answer the first question. The product test also confirms if your business vision and strategy are either brilliant or simply a pipe dream. Your business vision, for example, build a billion-dollar revenue business in healthcare IT products and services, does not change from the test. However, you may need to pivot on your business strategy based on what the tests reveal. For instance, you may learn through the product test that more ongoing testing and support is required. This impacts your product and services pricing strategy and staffing and operational needs. Here's the takeaway from this. Get out of the office and from behind the computer. Talk to customers, even before you have a product. Keep your mind and ears open. Don't assume anything. What the customer wants and is willing to buy drives your product and delivers your marketing message gold. So stay tuned. Over the next 3 weeks, we're going to take a closer look at the value of customer testing and using the lean, agile approach to marketing. So this has been the mHealth Marketer podcast. My name is Sam Stern, and thanks for spending time with us today.
You've been listening to mHealth Marketer with Sam Stern. Thanks, and come back soon.